That's so funny. No, just seeing his like his performance, like I don't know. He went very far in it at times. That's good stuff.
We are rolling. Hey, welcome to Loserlies Wrestling's The News You Can't Lose. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with Mowat Jaswal. Mowat, how are you, bud?
Oh, I'm doing great. Saturday morning, I drank some coffee. I haven't shaved yet. I'm in my pajamas. I'm ready, Red. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Woke up at 6 and I ate so much oatmeal.
What?
So much oatmeal.
I've
been waking up at 6 to try and get in a different regimen. I've been trying to run in the mornings, but I come up with excuses every morning. So I wake up at 6, I'm just like, well, I'm gonna eat my breakfast, so I'm gonna start running at 7. And then 7 comes along, just like, it's already starting to get hot. I immediately give up on the idea. It's a lot of fun. It's a fun game that I'm going through, Mowat.
That's crazy. Exercise. Yeah, I like to try to write every morning, but I also come up with ideas, ways to procrastinate. I watched the entirety of The Killing Joke instead of writing before. That's why I was late to do this podcast, even though I knew it was at 11. I'd be like, can we just give me 20 more minutes? I was just finishing a stupid cartoon. I'm sorry. It's
an
awful cartoon.
There's an animated Killer Joke?
Yeah, Killing Joke. Yeah. It's awful. Yeah. It is so
bad.
It is absurdly bad. The comic was great. I liked it, but I was also a teenager when I read it, so I don't know. Maybe I hear there's very objectionable things about it, but
you know what I watched yesterday, Mowat?
What's that?
Fiddler on the Roof.
Ah,
never seen it.
No,
it's good. Very good.
That's okay. It's I hear it. You
it's
know, it's
fun
a classic.
And it's silly, and it's like good music that you really want to. I just want to go to a Jewish wedding right now. I want to go to a Jewish wedding in the worst way. It looks like so much fun. Looks like the most fun.
What's the most fun thing you saw about a Jewish wedding?
The old men dancing. All these old men just throwing their hips. Ooh. They're just like, doo. Like they're just
they gotta be like fist pumping in the air the whole time.
They are.
Yeah.
They're holding someone's hand and then they're just like kicking their hips out.
Ooh.
They do that like the old time they like touch their hands and they circle around each other, they hook their arms.
No,
and
I
they circle around like a hoedown.
Oh, wait, like, yes.
But theirs is they hold hands like that and then they're just they spin around and then they go to someone else and they do it. It's very, very interesting.
What's the deal with the chair part? Did they do that on Fiddler? Did they explain that?
You know, I don't.
They
sit
on a chair
anything.
And you pick up the chair. Everyone picks
they
up.
They love saying tradition. They love tradition, but they don't explain any of the traditions.
We should make we should start a spinoff podcast where we watch movies with religious ceremonies that we don't understand, that aren't part of our faith, and then talk about them as if we're experts.
Mowat, I am so a fan of this cancelable content.
I'm so
into it. We will get ruined, we will get shattered to pieces, but it's going to be worth it for that one episode.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, no, there's some gold here. Yeah.
Well, thank you all so much for going through our Fiddler on the Roof talk right now. Like, we got wrestling. There's wrestling news to talk about. We got it. It's from October 11th to October 17th. Mowat, not a lot's happened. I'll tell you right now, not a lot's happened. But I think this is pretty interesting news. Well, I'm already upset at the very beginning of this. Number one topic. It's a continuation off last week's, Mowat. Lars Sullivan just can't stop being an idiot.
Yeah.
He just can't do it. I gave him a lot of faith last week. Just being like, well, maybe he's changed. Maybe he's different. But apparently he's harassing some yoga instructor on Instagram, being like, send me those booty pics. Like, it's the lamest form of harassment, where he's like, he bought some sort of program from her. Like, that's like a yoga program for athletes. And he bought it, and he follows her, and then he sends messages just being like, yeah, I need some more videos, but I'd pay extra for booty videos. Can you send me booty videos? And he kept doing it, and then she just put him on blast, because she's just like, I don't want this anymore, you know? And he just can't stop. He just can't stop doing it.
Yeah.
And
I found out about this maybe a couple hours after our podcast.
I thought that
was very funny. There's nothing funny about the situation. No. I want to make clear. I don't find that funny, but there is something cosmically funny about us talking about it last week for about 10 minutes of like, maybe he's changed. I believe in people's right to change. I think that, like, you know, let's give him a shot. Maybe we don't know what he's been up to for the last year. Maybe, you know, just kind of debating that. And then immediately, this yoga thing is the lamest, stupidest thing he could possibly
do. The dumbest thing. Because it's not like, yeah, you can have a Tinder. I've seen Braun Strowman's Tinder, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, like, he's holding a fish, I'm pretty sure, or something.
He's holding a bunch of big things to show how big he is. And then he's just like, all I do all day is lift plates and just fill my body to fill my meat castle or something like that.
He's looking for a specific type of person.
Exactly. And one of what, Lars, you could find that too. You could find someone that just wants to send you booty videos. Don't harass just bystanders on Instagram.
Yeah, it's insane.
Lars Sullivan, I don't want to give you any more chances, but apparently WWE does. He's going to have a feud with Braun Strowman. That's what they want to do, a Braun Strowman feud, which under other circumstances I would love, but this guy's being a real weenie.
I love the idea of two gigantic, freakish-looking men fighting each other, I don't want to see anything with Lars Sullivan. Please go away. Go away, Velveteen Dream. Go away, Lars Sullivan. No more.
Lars needs to go back into the hole for a little bit, learn about what he's done, and then maybe in another year or two we could try and figure him out.
Nah, he's no more chances. No more. He doesn't seem to understand. He went through so much trouble the last time. Like, it was the internet and everyone, we raised such
a
fury.
I'm curious as to why they give him so many chances.
Because, like, he looks crazy. He looks...
Yeah, but they have a million people that look crazy, you know? True. It's not like there's a small amount of genetic freaks in WWE. They're all immense.
Yeah, probably Vince or Triple H likes him, I assume. That's got to be the only way, though.
Yeah, in all honesty, I would look at him and I'd be like, hire that guy. He looks like a giant gremlin. All right, we're moving on. We're moving on because we spent enough time on Lars. He's our opening story. Why did I do that? Matt Hardy. He has a new web series coming out called The Multiverse of Matt Hardy. That's what he's going to be doing. This was a slow news week, so I used some filler. Do you care?
Wait, what's he doing? What's the web series about?
It's a web series called The Multiverse of Matt Hardy. He's going to have all his different characters interacting with each other.
Oh, dear God. No, I do not want to see that.
They're
anymore.
All interacting. So it's going to be Million Dollar Matt coming in, throwing money on the ground, and then Broken Matt like, ah!
It's the worst. It's the worst part about BTE. Yeah. That's all I want to say. Sorry to ruin your...
You said the right thing, Moet. You said the right thing. It is the worst part of not just being the elite. It's also the worst part of Dynamite is seeing him go through these struggles. I'm sorry. Like, it looks like struggles. It looks like I'm watching a TLC show when he's on there. Like what? This battered man trying to continue his career. And I love Matt. And I don't want to say that there's not a place for him. But boy, it's not being in hardcore matches with Sammy Guevara. It's not.
No. I don't even think it's on the mic anymore. It's not really anywhere on camera anymore, I don't think. It's sad. It's sad to see him.
I don't get why he moved away from Broken. Like, did people not like it? Did people want to see something different? Like, I'm curious. Like, that was such an over character. And when he came back, I was super stoked. Like, I was excited about him teleporting in the audience, you know?
I was into that. I personally don't know if it works as well with an empty audience. I think the veil is kind of, you know, taken back a little bit and you see how hokey it is, but like in a bad way when there's no audience to kind of feed off of it, you know?
But it became popular with no audience. It was always no audience. All those Final Deletion, all those backstage things at Impact were all... at his home. That's how he became popular, is with just, maybe that's what they need to do. What is being the elite? Just send him home.
No
kids.
No, that's different because he has the ability to edit it and make it like really weird. I'm talking about the live performance stuff when like you have some, when you're faced with like normal reality characters like Chris Jericho, who, you know, is absurd but still grounded in reality, and he's allowed to comment and how ridiculous Broken Matt Hardy is by calling everyone like Abraham Lincoln and Ben Franklin or whatever, which I love, but it is like, it's hard to time that in when it's in person. You know, you need like an audience to kind of laugh at the right moments.
What he needs is an editor. He needs to have these old videos again. And what I would love, I'm just going to shoot ball.
What give me the ball. I'm ready. I'm gonna shoot a hoop at you.
Have Matt Hardy. Okay, it's almost like the Marvel universe where you know, like you have these things happening on Earth, but they're nothing compared to what Thanos and Galacticus are gonna do. That are gonna destroy everything. Send Matt Hardy home and have him be the ruler of AEW from afar. And every now and then he looks at his ball or something like that. And his kids come in and touch the ball. And then all of a sudden the ring breaks or something like that. Like have him be this otherworldly presence that's almost the authority figure where he kind of sets up matches from afar like a god.
Oh, interesting.
We make him a god in the AEW universe where he has omnipotence and also he's the a ruler of sorts.
Oh, that's okay. I see. That's the Thanos connection or the Galactus connection. I get that. Yeah, yeah. I was seeing him as like maybe like a minor nuisance at this point. I don't see any power. I see him,
you don't
as,
see
like,
him as a as Loki, like, as like a mischief god.
Loki. Yeah, I see him as Mysterio. From Spider-Man, I see him as just this like annoying dude that just kind of shows up and does some like weird stuff. You gotta deal with him for an arc,
like the boogeyman in WWE.
Yes, yeah, but yeah, actually, honestly, yeah, I see him as the boogeyman at this point, which sucks because I don't, you know, he had so much. Actually, the boogeyman kind of could have been really cool too. His the worm thing that he did was like really disturbing, and him smashing the like it's still disturbing to me.
Hey, just, when he makes appearances, I'm always excited for him.
Yeah.
If he just comes in, I just don't want to see him wrestle. I just want him to kind of pop out of the back and be scary for a second. That's all I want from him.
Red, the worm thing freaks me out.
Did it work?
I need you to acknowledge this.
It didn't weird me out at all. I thought it was lame.
It was so gross.
Yeah, it's gross, but it's just, he wasn't ever eating them. He was never chomping on them. They were just in his mouth dangling.
Yeah, but then he would like slurp them back up and slurp them back out. It's a lot of slurping thing.
I want to know how many worms he ate. And then I don't think he ate many.
And then he'd regurgitate it like a bird into his opponent's mouth.
Well, I don't know what the worst one was, the worst thing about that character. He knocked out his teeth for that role.
Did he? I thought he just looked like that.
He took out two front teeth for this role.
Oh, those are the most important teeth.
Unless, maybe I remember him doing something that was drastic. And people were like, this guy's into this character. Like, ooh. They were, something weird.
You know,
something
Shia LaBeouf does that stuff, too. He took out a couple teeth for, I think, a World War II movie or something. And he got tattoos because his character had tattoos, or like, in the script had tattoos. So he just got real tattoos as the character.
I love Shia LaBeouf, but boy, does he need to get slapped. I want to be his mom one day. Just fucking throttle him. All right, next up, we're moving on. This is a real good news. This is real good news, Moa. Ivelisse has signed with AEW.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know if that's, not sure if that's such great news, but.
You don't like her?
I think she's fine. She's had some botches, some bad chemistry with Thunder Rosa, and apparently people that worked with her on Lucha Underground absolutely hate her, but that I could be being worked. I could be, you know, they could be just doing a pulling one over on old Moet over here. But there are tweet battles with him and
leave Moet alone, Lucha Underground.
Yeah, I don't like it. I just want to believe everything that's happening in wrestling. Stop lying to me.
But
wrestling.
I think that at her best, she's very good. And, like, she can be very good. I loved her in Lucha Underground. I think she's had a little spell of weirdness coming in, but I think that could be fixed. And also, she is a good worker. She's a very good worker. And I want to chalk those up to missteps and nerves. But I think, like, I don't know, with her there, with who else is there right now that just signed that we were excited? Oh, Serena Deeb.
Yeah, yeah.
There's just a lot of promise coming in, which is exciting.
I think so. She, from what I've heard, and this might not be true, but it just seems like she's more of a brat in the ring, where she, like, I think the issue with Thunder Rosa was she wanted to lead, but Thunder Rosa wanted to lead too, and like, I think in that scenario, like, Thunder Rosa is the champion of NWA's women's division, so, like, she should be leading in the ring, but like,
was that the actual reason you think, or this is something you noticed when watching?
Well, I think that's what the reports were, but it's one of those things where like Meltzer or somebody like tried interviewing both of them, and they both kind of like, they both say publicly that they're fine, like they're not angry at the other, and that, but It was an issue of just like miscommunication. Like they both wanted to, and you could just see Ivelisse would just seem kind of bratty about it. Like she just wouldn't comply with certain, you know, things that Thunder Rosa was doing, moves. She wouldn't sell things, you know.
Well, we're going to chalk up the Ivelisse signs with AEW as a middle then. I had it as a thumbs up, but we're going to keep it here just because we want to make sure. Because Mohit, you're bringing us some good points that I didn't know about. We're investigators. We're investigators first at Loser Leaves Wrestling. News You Can't Lose. Follow us on Loser Leaves Wrestling on Instagram and on YouTube. Loser Leaves Pod on Twitter. And hey, if you have any questions, we're going to be going into the mailbag soon. So send them over. We've been filled with questions. We're going to talk about that in a bit. Don't even worry about it. We're jumping ahead of ourselves. Next up, Lacey Evans knocks out Natalie's tooth.
Yeah.
Her two front teeth. Did you see it?
I did not. I saw... No, I didn't even see the photos. I just heard about it. What was the deal? What happened?
She just got too snug with a punch and knocked out her two front teeth.
That's nuts. That's crazy. Yeah.
Hasn't Lacey Evans done this before? Hasn't she? Isn't she accident prone?
I'm not sure. No, I don't know about anything from her. I know other wrestlers there have done that.
I know she's rough. Yeah. She's like a good amount of botches, but I think maybe this is the first time she's knocked out anyone's tooth, but it was fun to see Natalie because she was super tough about it. And she just took a sweet picture of her with missing front teeth, which was very fun.
Yeah.
Then her and Renee Young hung out together while she got them fixed.
God, do you ever see that one when Cesaro lost his teeth? It was,
they went into his brain.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. And then he shows it off like in the camera. It's like, look how terrifying this is. Ah, oh, my. And then, oh man, I hate it. I hate teeth injuries.
Yeah. That's very disgusting. Actually, I just got shivers thinking about it. Let's move on. We're going on to the next one.
Okay,
Joey Ryan, disgraced Joey Ryan, canceled Joey Ryan. Joey Ryan sues Impact for $10 million due to breach of contract.
Wow. Bold. Yep. He's suing everybody now.
He's suing everyone. He's coming out guns a-blazing, suing everyone and everything. Apparently his contract was supposed to end next year, in like the summer of next year, and they canceled it, which was a breach of contract. I don't know if this has anything to do with anything or if he has any legal standing, but it's news.
I wonder if that works because, I guess it depends. I assume if Impact still has the independent contractor thing that like pretty much all of wrestling has still. You know, like, so I wonder if they're allowed to just fire people.
But it's a contract. That's the point of the contract, you know? Well, I do nothing. Oh, I really know nothing about contract law, you know? Like, if they're hiring for one shot and they're like, they could fire him. But, like, they say, we're going to use you until this time. I wonder what kind of stipulations are in there where they're allowed to break it. You know, if you make a disgrace to the company or you do something illegal, you know? I'm sure they're allowed to break it in some instances. I'm just curious what they are.
That's true. Yeah, my main thing is just to always find anything Joey Ryan is doing suspicious at this point. So I guess when I first heard that, my immediate thought was like, well, can he get away with that? Like, what's the point of this? How is he going to win this? And that's where I went without really thinking too hard about it. So, yeah, I think we're watching a dumpster fire. I think he's spiraling and needs help, pretty much.
Yeah. We hope you get help, Joey Ryan.
Yeah, it's
but very deuces.
Sad. Yeah.
Deuces. But get help. Moving on. Okay, this is a big one. This is pretty important. Retribution has expanded who they're not going to attack. So we know it's not X-Pac. They'll never go after X-Pac. And you know who else they're never going to go after?
Who's that?
Christian. They're not going to go after Christian or X-Pac. T-Bar made this very clear on Twitter that those are the only two that are immune. The only two that are immune, which is big news.
Good day for X-Pac and Christian. That's huge. Right? Yeah.
Boy, would I love for them to join that group. I would love it.
I like it more that they're not in the group. I want them to be in more segments with them. Sure. Like, not being attacked. I want them to just hang out in the background while they destroy an entire set and just leave them. Just like, they're just, like, sipping coffee.
Just smoking cigars, like, just big stones.
Yeah.
But good luck. They're not even doing anything on TV anymore, apparently. Like, this entire week, they were gone.
Oh, really?
They announced Mustafa Ali as this guy, this leader, and the next week, no, they're not on TV at all.
It's interesting. Yeah, I saw that I don't know if this is part of your news, but I was just watching the recaps before we talked. The New Day, they had a very emotional farewell. Looks like they looked sincerely sad to be, you know, breaking up. It looks like it's actually going to be like a thing where they won't be together as a group on TV for a long time. So they'll probably be back eventually. I'm sure they will, but yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad, but also I'm for it, honestly. It's sad, but I Big E having a solo run, and I know he could have a solo run even if he's with the group, but I like the idea of switching it up. They haven't broken up. They had a beautiful farewell, and imagine their get together when they come back together again. Imagine how heartwarming that's going to be when they're all champions.
It could be good. It could be good, but unnecessary.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Highly unnecessary.
All right, we're going to have to agree to disagree on that. Okay, all right, all now right. Moving on. The last story of the night, Moet. This is pretty funny. Raw Underground is no more.
Yes.
It's gone. It's gone the way by the wayside. It's they stopped doing it maybe a couple weeks ago for COVID concerns that they had all these people in this small room. And then they were waiting for people to be healthy again so they could go back to it. And then they just decided to pull the plug. Moet, what's your favorite Raw Underground memory?
It's probably Shane McMahon yelling a lot. Yeah. Like, yeah! And then the camera swooping around and there's girls dancing and it's loud music and there's lots of crazy cuts and everyone's going yeah woo, and then like so people get a lot of sweat and of fighting sweat. And screaming. That's all my favorite memories.
You know, I had high hopes for it. I knew it wasn't gonna amount to much. I knew it wasn't, but the idea I liked, the idea of having these wrestling competitions in places other than the standard ring. Like, I would love a melding of 24/7 championship and Raw Underground, where it's legitish fights in a parking lot, in this empty warehouse, in a kitchen, and they have these legit like knockdown drag out fights. Don't make it so cartoony as the 24/7 championship, but in different environments. I love that. I don't know.
You ever do you know about Josh Barnett's Bloodsport?
No, I don't.
It's a show part that's connected to GCW and this thing called The Collective, where do you know all the like the sideshows that happen at WrestleMania week? All like it's like
from, I know like, of them.
Oh, they're very exciting. I think they're all very, very exciting. Yeah, because we talked about Danhausen, Warhorse yeah. having their own show. I think it's exciting because all these wrestlers as part of GCW essentially get to put on their own shows, but their own spin on it. So they're putting over their own characters and their own unique takes on what a wrestling show can be. Mm-hmm. And so you get all these like weird niche things. So Josh Barnett, he's a former MMA guy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, jiu-jitsu guy.
Actually, you should explain it just in case, just because our viewers might not.
Yeah, he's a wrestler now. He wrestles on the side, indie stuff, but also does MMA and jiu-jitsu tournaments and whatnot. But his concept was a ring without any ropes, so it's all grappling based, just like in Bloodsport, the movie. It's a tournament, essentially, just in just like the movie, just grappling based. You can't do, there's no way to stop submissions, essentially. You just have to get out of them. And it's super cool. It's extremely unique.
But it's worked.
Yeah, yeah, it is worked still. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's all cool. It's wrestlers coming in. Yeah, just like grappling, like kind of shoot style performances. They just did one. John Moxley came in and wrestled some guy. I forgot who. He's an indie guy. I actually don't know too much about.
That sounds awesome. I would love that thing.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, it's very niche. It's not. Yeah, but I love that it exists. So
is it available online?
Yeah, it's on the main High Spots or something.
Bloodsport.com.
God damn it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. We'll that. I think it's High Spots. It's like a main website that streams all kinds of stuff. But yeah, and it was on Fight TV, on the Fight app. So,
well, let's all look it up. Hey, Bacon, tell us what you think of Bloodsport. And also, that was the end of the news, Moet. Let's go over to the mailbag. We got Mailman Moet and his mailbag full of...
Oh, I got to put on... I need a mailman hat or something.
We're going to have a jingle for it.
This is my... Become a mailman or something.
That's
right?
Very
this
sweet. Is it. That's a very sweet hat. Moet, what's our first mail of the day from these fans that are just flooding us with mail?
Let's check it out. We got a couple, Red. I'm checking out on loserleavespod@gmail. Looks like we got three that we're going to talk about today. So the first one is from Blinda from Tacoma.
Blinda from Tacoma.
Blinda asks us, who has the best super kick in wrestling? That's very interesting. I would say I'm partial personally to HBK. I think he's the he's the one that made it special in my head. I think the tuning up the band was really great. It got everyone very, very into it. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Obviously Shawn Michaels pretty great. But my favorite one growing up was Rikishi's.
Ooh, okay.
Rikishi, because he was such a big guy, it was really impressive to see his leg lift up that big. And it always looked good, and he used it so sparingly. He used it at specific times when he's just like, he's done all his power moves, and then they're running at him, and he super kicks him. Like, it was a really fun thing.
That's true. Although, I gotta say, a little bit more about Shawn Michaels, what also made it special was it was in an era where finishers mattered. In a way where, like, if you hit your finisher, then the match is over. And it's very rare nowadays when that happens. There's, like, maybe, I think, three moves I can think of off the top of my head that people actually take seriously now. So, when he hit that, it felt like such a big deal. And it was, like, yeah, it was that sharpshooter. It was such a big moment when those things happened. So,
man, let's stop watching wrestling. What's our next email, Moa? What do we got?
All right, Red. Number two, we got Gene. Gene lives in Toledo. I'm glad that we know where they live. That's very sweet of him.
That's good that they're writing it down.
Yeah,
Gene,
that's really
from Toledo.
Did you ask them to do that?
I didn't even know we were going to be getting mail. The people just started asking us questions all over the place.
Oh, well, that's true. That's true. Yeah. You know. It is just very, very interesting.
We have hundreds of followers, Moet.
I'm never like Moet from North Carolina. Moet from, you know,
I thought you just
Texas.
Said what the email said was, I never liked Moet.
No, all right, let's get to Gene. Gene says, why does God hate Matt Hardy but love Jeff Hardy?
Interesting. That's a good point.
Why does God?
Because Matt Hardy is feels like he's cursed. And Jeff Hardy, he gets injured and then just comes back more popular than before.
Do you think that's what's going on? Because is it a Christian
Jeff Hardy
thing?
Could have
it...
anything happen to him, and everyone's always fine with Jeff.
I should have vetted these before. I should have read this
one
before
bad.
Putting this online. I don't know if I should. I think this is a religious thing. I think Jeff Hardy
that's
was
true.
A Christian at one point, and Matt Hardy clearly deals with the devil because he's into magic and teleporting and time traveling.
That's interesting. Do you think Matt Hardy's soul could be saved? Or is it too late?
I mean, this is going deep.
Let's go there.
I don't know if the soul even
Mo,
exists.
Is God real? Who is
I think,
God to
I think
you?
There. I believe God. I believe the spirit of God exists. And maybe
like
Jeff Hardy has found
Louis?
It. Yes, I think just like that. Yeah, I think like Santa Claus. Santa Claus exists.
Exactly. Okay. Well, that's a great male. Thank
but
you,
does he,
from
yeah.
Toledo.
Yeah, what? Yeah. No, I'm just going to... Now you're getting me thinking
you wanna
about
You want to go
Santa
back into
Claus.
Theology? No, yes. Let's stay there.
Let's start a podcast.
My God.
Another podcast.
We already have these... We actually have a lot of religion content today. It's good.
It's kind of weird. All right, last one. I believe their name is Carmen, or maybe Carmine. I'm sorry for mispronouncing it. It's a Carmine from Hacking...
Carmine.
What is it?
Carmine.
Carmine.
It's probably Italian.
I thought so. I just, I got nervous. Carmine from Hackensack. What wrestler smells the most like shit? Looks like the shit smell.
Guys, come on. You're going to have to write these better. Mailman Moet read them.
What wrestler smells the most like shit? Looks like the shit smell.
Okay, so I think what they're asking is what wrestler looks like they smell. Moet. What wrestler do you think looks like they smell real bad?
Current day? I wonder. I'm not sure about current day. I'd have to think about it. There's several contenders, like, you know, in the previous generations. Bastion Booger looks like he smells very badly.
Sure.
No offense to the Booger. What's the name? George the Animal Steel looks like he didn't really care. Oh, you know what? Maybe. I was going to say Brody Lee, but I bet he actually smells really nice.
I was about to say Brody Lee. Well, the thing is, Brody Lee looks like he smells real bad, but you're right. He probably smells very good. You know who probably does smell pretty bad, though?
John Moxley.
Oh, interesting. He
no?
probably
who
smells
do you,
bad,
who
too.
Are you,
Orange
who are you
going to
say? Orange Cassidy.
Yeah, I see Orange Cassidy, and I see someone that's just like, I don't use deodorant, you know, because of the aluminum.
That's true. Know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, that's his thing. He's very, like, very cool, lazy. It's a lot of effort to do. Yeah,
I'd imagine he smells pretty bad. And Pac. Pac, too.
I used to not take showers, and instead I would just spray myself with Febreze.
You're lying.
All over, and just like...
You're lying.
And just don't like, lie no to one's going to tell. No one's going to notice.
Are you real? For real? There's chemicals in there. That's not good for you.
Well, that would explain all the rashes that...
You've just been dealing with rashes for years, and you're like, must be something I'm eating. I must be allergic to something.
I thought, that's why you take showers, is because you get rashes if you don't take a shower. It's understandable.
Well,
That was very interesting. Pretty good emails from people. Yeah. Thank you, Carmine, Gene, and Blinda.
Yeah, send us more at loserleespod@gmail.com. We want to hear all your questions. Right, Moet?
Yeah, no, I think this is a really fun segment. I'm really glad we're giving the fans a spotlight.
Excellent. Yeah, because you know what? It's all about them. It's not about us, I'll tell you that much. But thank you all so much for watching The News You Can't Lose with the Loser Leaves Wrestling Crew. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with Moet Jaswal. Moet, what was your dream growing up?
I wanted to be an astronaut at one point. I wanted to be astronaut, pro wrestler, gymnastics boy, and then a filmmaker.
Okay, we heard your dream. What was your nightmare growing up? What didn't you want to be? Go.
What did I not want to be? An engineer and a doctor. Anything with that made money and made me successful, I didn't want to be.
Yay! Thank you all so much for watching this wrestling. Bye.